This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1456. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 15th. New frequencies from Iran, Pakistan, Thailand, Mongolia, North Korea, New Zealand, Cuba, Biafra, BBC, Poland, Serbia. China via Finland. Wave scan canceled and WWORD. Adding shortwave to Marathon. Languages from Lusaka like Lozi. And the propagation outlook. The primary online references for international shortwave broadcasting schedules have now been updated for the A09 season. They are known as the HFCC schedule, the AOKI schedule, and the IBI schedules. You'll find direct links to them at the homepage of worldofradio.org. Just look for A09 schedules. You need to check at least these three, and there are others, if you're trying to identify something you're hearing on a certain frequency at a certain time. On this program, of course, I only have time to mention some highlights, some excerpts, primarily concerning English broadcasts. One I think I've not yet mentioned yet for the new season is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which has English broadcasts of almost 1 hour. As follows. At 10:30 UT on 15600 and 17660, at 15:30 on 7305 and 9600, at 19:30 on 6205, 7205, 9800 and 9925, and the Lithuanian relay on 5945. And in North America, called Voice of Justice at 0130 on 7235 and 9495. That's scheduled from Wolfgang Büschel in BCDX Top News. Furthermore, from their entire schedule, he notes that Saat Filistin, Voice of the Islamic Palestinian Revolution, is scheduled from Iran at 0330 in Arabic on 9610 and 11875. Remember those relays of Palestinian TV channels carried on shortwave for a few weeks during the latest fighting in Gaza? We were never quite sure where they were coming from. However, there are some scheduled transmissions on different frequencies which look suspicious. That is, from Iran. At 0230 to 530 on 7350, 1630 to 2030, and 2130 to 2230 on the same frequency. The 1630 to 2030 broadcast via the Sirjan site is just designated in various languages. Chris Greenway tells us that Pakistan decided at the last moment to adopt summertime as of April 15th. So now it is 1 hour later by the clocks, GMT plus 6, which puts it half an hour ahead of India, despite Pakistan being to the west of India. It's sort of like the sun rising in the west, but they think they need to go on DST. This happened last summer as well and resulted in retiming of their shortwave broadcast to 1 UT hour earlier. And in fact, that's exactly what has happened. Mauno Ridjola in Finland found the token English broadcast at 11 UT is now at 10:00 for 4 minutes on 15:100 and 17835. And I assume the quarter hour in English, which is the best they can do at 1600, has also shifted 1 hour earlier to 1500 on its three frequencies. By the way, as Wolfgang Büschel points out, the transmission on 15100 is actually registered on 15105, but as far as Noel Green and I can remember, they've always used, in reality, 15100. Perhaps they're just pretending to be on an in-band frequency. We've noted that a number of government-run, or at least government-supported or publicly supported international shortwave stations have not been able to avoid partisan religious programming prompted by Holy Week and or Good Friday. For example, All India Radio on 9425 had a Good Friday sermon on April 10th at 1433, says Ron Howard in California. Does not that also obligate them to broadcast religious programming for every other religion in India, if not the world? The transmission via Palau of Democratic Voice of Burma really gets out on 11685 at 13 to 14 UT. I've heard it in Oklahoma, and so has Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, when we hope it does even better in Burma itself. Revised schedule for Radio Thailand's World Service on their website now shows only one frequency between midnight and 0330 for alternating English and Thai broadcasts intended for North America, 15275. Earlier it wasn't certain whether they would be using that one or the previous frequencies. Now the English portions are midnight to 01, which they say is live, and 0200 to 0230. The first half hour at midnight had previously been designated for Africa, although it's a bit late in that continent, so it makes a lot more sense to aim it toward North America. Now the next broadcast at 0530 to 06 on 17655 has been for Europe, but now they've added Africa as an official target for that, and it is also supposed to be live. The other English broadcasts later are supposedly not live. Ed Ensinger in New Jersey says, my reports to Radio Thailand have proved fruitless over the years. That is, fruitless in attempting to get a verification. However, he has succeeded by taking another method, by sending a report to the following address. IBB Thailand Transmitting Station, U.S. Embassy, Box UD, as in Udorn, APO AP 96546, -0001. And of course that means it also goes for domestic postage rates from the U.S. And he did get a full day to QSL card in 2 weeks listing the Udon Thani transmitter site thanks to IBB. Hiroshi via S. Hasegawa of Nagoya DX Circle has info about a Chinese or rather Taiwanese station you may not have heard of. Actually, it's debatable whether it's a station or a program. Taiwan Area Fishery Radio, broadcast via RTI, only on Wednesdays in Cantonese at 08 to 09 on 15290 and 09 to 10 UT on 11550. Last week, Ron Howard was wondering what's up with the Voice of Strait in China, no longer audible on its evening frequencies after 1200 UT. After considerable monitoring, Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa have found that it stays on its daytime frequencies right up until 1700, but interference is terrible during the local evening hours. Anyhow, you can look for them on 6115, 7280, and 9505, each with separate programming. And Ron Howard says the Sunday English broadcast at 1500 ought to be on 9505. Kai Ludwig forwards a message from the German service of China Radio International saying that from April 15th, they're starting relays on medium wave 963 in Pori, Finland. That's a transmitter Finland closed down some time ago, but it's been available for rent. And now the Chinese have started using it to get several languages into Europe on medium wave. Early monitoring on the 15th by Jari Salvalainen in Finland found at 1720 they were in progress in the Romanian language and at 1800 in German. Although the original notice said German would start at 2000, that must have been in local time rather than UT. Around 14 and 15 UT, I hear nice revolutionary music from KCBS, the domestic service in North Korea, on 9665. But there's a heterodyne indicating there's something else on the frequency, and one of them is slightly off frequency. I see that Mongolia has registered that same frequency, 9665, for its external service. So could that be the other station? Yes, it is, thanks to Martin Groot in Netherlands, who noticed our call for help and did some digging on 9665. He says Mongolia is on exactly that frequency. He heard them in Mandarin at 1430. and English at 1530, following Japanese at 1500. It's North Korea, which is slightly off frequency, 9665.14. After a couple of weeks on 6120, as we've reported, Shiokaze, or sea breeze, from Japan to North Korea has gone back to a previous frequency, 5910, as of April 15th. Ron Howard heard it there from 14 until 1430, trying to keep ahead of North Korean jamming. We have 809 schedules for eight other clandestines for North Korea, compiled by Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa of NDXC, which I was going to read out, but I'm afraid it would just take too long. You can find them in DX Listening Digest 9031 via worldofradio.org. Three of them have got financial support to keep them on the air for the next 3 years, thanks to the European Union. A report from the Yonhap News Agency in South Korea via BBC Monitoring says the deal provides 400 megawatt or 290 kilodollars U.S., the stations being Free North Korea Radio, Open Radio for Korea, and Radio Free Chosun, all of which operate from South Korea. Reporters Without Borders is also involved in this. Salahuddin Dolar in Bangladesh forwards some bad news from Adventist World Radio, specifically from Rowan Catolico, the editor of Wavescan. He says AWR Asia Pacific will relocate to Batam, Indonesia this June. From then on, the headquarters also decided to discontinue Wavescan, and along with it, the Listener Relations Department. Salahuddin is, of course, asking people to write AWR and request they do not discontinue Wavescan. We wonder whether it might still be produced, at least broadcast elsewhere, such as WRMI. But, of course, that is in keeping with the general trend of stations getting rid of their most popular programs. On two consecutive Tuesdays, I've found Voice of Indonesia's English Hour at 1300 on 9525 and a live hookup with RRI Banjarmasin on Kalimantan, which long ago had its own shortwave service. Yes, it's in English. Someone there with a lot of information about the history of Banjarmasin and that part of Borneo. Maybe they'll keep doing it on subsequent Tuesdays. The military government in Fiji has ordered the shutdown of the FM relay transmitters of Radio Australia in Fiji. Once again, people are going to have to rely on the shortwave to find out what's happening in their own country. We can't give the full Radio Australia schedule, but I've not yet mentioned the Radio New Zealand schedule, which was also carried on these transmitters. So here's a quick rundown of their 24 hours in English in the AM mode. I'll just give the approximate start time for each frequency. 0500 11725, 0761170, 119655, 136170, 1551-7285, 1751-6170, 1851-9615, 1951-11725. I wonder why they have to change frequency every hour. 2051-13730, and a long span 2236 until 0500 on 15720. Here's a new station testing DRM, KFBS, or FEBC, on Saipan. Alokesh Gupta forwards a post from the DRM RX forum saying that starting April 15th, they hope to be testing DRM centered on 11650 between 09 and 10 UT, beaming 341 degrees. And, of course, reports are wanted. It may last about 10 nights, although not necessarily every single night. KFBS ENG at febc.org is the address. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1456. I sometimes point out that we're on satellite and we really mean it. And in fact, we're back on World Space Afristar, thanks to WRN, Saturdays at 0800 UT. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks to Will Martin in Missouri for a generous check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. And some news now about U.S. international broadcasting. Clara Lissenspreken forwards the BBG highlights circular for March, saying, among other things, that during February, the new 100-kilowatt medium-wave Harris transmitter was successfully installed at the Marathon, Florida station. That's Radio Marti on 1180 kilohertz, replacing two older Continentals that had been in use since 1985. But there's more about Marathon not mentioned there. Kai Ludwig has been looking at the budget submission for fiscal 2009, already in progress, from BBG. And it says quite explicitly that there are plans to install a shortwave transmitter at Marathon on the tropical band. They've been working on converting a medium-wave transmitter at the Greenville site to be installed at Marathon on the tropical band, along with a basic antenna to support broadcast to Cuba. So before long, I'm sure we'll have the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command also on the tropical bands. By the way, VOA is another station violating separation of church and state. The Creole service on April 10th on 11895 until 2130, I heard playing Agnus Dei and Pia Jesu and mentioning the Roman Catholic Church. I say, what about voodoo or any other belief? They should demand equal time. Even more incredibly, I found Radio Nacional de Venezuela via Cuba with a biblical talk on Good Friday. WBCQ 7415 has been getting some interference. Ted Randall has been getting complaints during his shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday between 21 and 23 UT. In Puerto Rico, there's co-channel interference from China during the first hour. That's English via the Kashi site aimed at Europe, but carrying on transatlantically. And then between 22 and 23 UT, family radio in Arabic is on 7420, also causing interference to WBCQ. That happens to be a relay via Germany for West Africa. Although I can hear that in Oklahoma, it's not enough of a problem to bother us, I hope, not further east either, during World of Radio Mondays at 2200. I've been hearing spurs from WWRB 9385, plus and minus 68 kilohertz. This matches up nicely with another report from Rich DeAngelo in Pennsylvania. From their 3185 transmitter, he also hears spurs at plus and minus 68 kilohertz from that frequency at 0950, namely 3117 and 3253. Reporting to ABDX, Brian Layton has discovered a Jewish pirate in Los Angeles. Actually, its low power only covers West LA to Fairfax. It's on 92.1, which is about the best you can do for a clear frequency, although it's adjacent to a full power station on 92.3. Their website to read more about it is www.ateretisrael.org. The full-time classical music station in St. Louis is endangered, KFUO-FM. It's owned by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They also have an AM station, which is religious, but their FM is cultural and commercial as well, I believe. It's on 99.1. But according to a story via Will Martin, which appeared in the Post-Dispatch, the FM station is now for sale. The Lutherans want to get rid of it and could probably make a hefty profit. And no doubt the new owners would no longer want to keep a classical format. Cuba refuses to participate in HFCC for advanced frequency coordination. So they wait a couple of weeks till all the other stations have found their frequencies in order to make their own adjustments. These occurred on April 13th. Alan Pennington heard them announce three new English frequencies at 2030 on 17660, at 23 on 13790, 1 hour each, and at 05 to 07 on 6010. We've heard the last two with very good reception, although 17660 hasn't been making it aimed at South America. The Radio HC website has actually been updated to show these changes and other frequency changes in their other languages. A new one in the mornings in Spanish is 13780, which is aimed at San Francisco. And mixing with 13680, I've found, puts a mixing product on 13580 and 13880. Another new one in the afternoons at 2123 for Europe is 11820. 6010 at 05 replaces 9550, which wasn't propagating much anyway. And it seems they've also dropped 9550 at other times in order better to jam Radio Republica on 9545, or I should say not to suffer from their own jamming. Chaz Lombrusco says Pastor Melissa Scott's pornographic past is exposed in the May issue of Marie Claire Fashion Magazine. An article entitled The Preacher's Unholy Past profiles her days in the porn industry and how she became one of Dr. Jean Scott's pony girls, ultimately to become pastor of Los Angeles University Cathedral. Also pointed out by Harold Froge in Michigan. I expect you can find it if you go to the Marie Claire website, www.marieclaire.com, or there's a direct link in DX Listening Digest 9032. Hard to believe that PMS was once a triple X plaything known as Barbie Bridges. There are hundreds of stations on 1490 in the U.S. and abroad, many of them in Spanish, but one which has been putting out a harmonic on 2980 and reconfirmed by Brian Alexander, thanks to help from Henrik Clements, is from Colombia. It's Radio Vida Nueva. Brian was hearing it at 0250 to 0315 April 9th, and also with a clear ID at 0708. In Condish List, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports a reactivated Peruvian on 5059.2, La Voz de las Huarinjas in Huancabamba, heard April 11th at 2350 to midnight 40 with folk music and local ads and an ID. He says it had been off the air for several weeks and closed down at 0204. Last week we mentioned that the Friday broadcast of Voice of Biafra International via WHRI had been heard at 21 UT on new 11885. That was April 3rd. But they changed both time and frequency the following Friday, April 10th, heard at 1900 to 20 on 17520 by Brian Alexander and myself, according to their updated schedule. The report last week about Christian Voice in Zambia on 4965 being heard in an African language instead of English has been confirmed by Andrew Flynn of CVI. He got a new schedule direct from the station showing that most of the 24 hours are in four local languages now, Bemba, Tonga, Nyanja, and Lozi. That's 4965 during the night and 6065 in the daytime. If we're reading the schedule correctly, the only explicitly English portions are daily at 22 to midnight UT and Sundays at 18 to 19. The Pro Ravolo Manan clandestine from Madagascar, Radio Mada, which started in March, stopped suddenly on April 6th, the final broadcast at 0400 that date on 5895, according to WRN, who organized the broadcast. We're not yet sure if they'll be resuming. Thanks to his Perseus SDR, Brandon Jordan in Tennessee discovered something interesting about Radio Ethiopia on 7110, at least it's monitored on April 11th. They were alternating between two different transmitters, starting at 0258, on slightly different frequencies, about 50 hertz apart, 7110.11 and 7110.06. They changed back and forth a couple of times, and finally disappeared at 0610. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has been monitoring the service for Darfur, Sudan, called Radio Dabanga, and notes that there's a brief English news segment at 17:22 for 4.5 minutes on April 9th, just before sign-off at 17:27 on 13730 via Germany. In Germany, Kai Ludwig has also been listening to it via Madagascar on 11500 at 16:30, pretty strong in Europe, and lively production with many jingles. There's a one-hour break in Radio Nederland usage of 6165 between approximately 04 and 05 UT, during which Brandon Jordan in Tennessee has been hearing some interesting Africans. First, it's Zambia, and then with carrier on at 0417, Chad, starting on 6165.14, but then drifting downward to exactly 6165, modulation from 0427 with their interval signal, national anthem at 4:30 and ID at 4:31. Good reception until blocked by Radio Nederland again from Bonaire at 0459. Radio Nederland is yet another shortwave station, seemingly secular, which turns religious during Holy Week. In fact, a listener in Brazil, Ruben Freire Pedroso, on Thursday evening, UT Friday at 0130 on 7325, was hearing something very religious and figured it can't be Radio Netherlands via Sinish as scheduled. But it turns out it was, according to a Holy Week program publicized on their own website. And they also preempt other programming on Friday. Good Friday, that is. Reporting to ODXA, Gary Fremming in Arizona says he's been hearing BBC in English for an hour at 16 UT on 15245, even though that's supposed to be in Russian. Is it a mistake? Anyhow, the transmitter site appears to be Wooferton. BCDX reports a change in one of the frequencies for Poland in English at 17 to 18 via France. Replacing 9555 is 9790. Eric Kuyen, Denmark, says reception is excellent. Chris Greenway in England reports that English from Belarus appeared on Longwave 279 at 2145 UT, April 9th. But apparently it was a mistake. Mauno Rito in Finland says it was not there the following night. Shortwave transmitters on 7210 and 7390 now produce a mixing product on 7030, bothering the ham intruder watchers in Germany, says Wolfgang Büschel. There may be a match on 7570. The latest Voice of Russia schedule shows only three frequencies in English to North, Central, and South America. 22-03-9890, 22-04-9665, and 04-06-13775. So if propagation is poor from Europe on 9 MHz, you're out of luck. Ika Bierbert hears from Voice of Russia that due to listener complaints, they may soon be adding more frequencies. Now confirmed, International Radio Serbia on new 9675, English to North America, between midnight 30 and 0130. Propagation outlook from Boulder, issued April 14th, ANK indices 5 and 2, except peaking at 15 and 4 May 6th. Solar flux 70, peaking at 72 April 23rd to 29th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1456.